Good morning. 8:24 on May the 20th. It's 8:34 on May the 24th, 2017. And yeah, I am not going to walk tomorrow. I'm not going to be able to have time. I have to leave here around 6:30. I could do it if I went out at 5:30, but I know perfectly well that I'm going to be tied up with last-minute packing, getting a meal that I can measure for the last time in about 5 days. So I'll be on the road eating vegetarian mostly. Had steak last night. That was good. My glucose numbers are right on the mark this morning. They were 89 last night after supper, and 139 this morning, which isn't exactly worrisome. I got my prescriptions all refilled. And I got 4 miles in yesterday. All treadmill. Gotta replace my boots. I have a pair of Reebok cross trainers for the treadmill. But this pair of North Face has come to about the end of its road here. If I sound a little winded this morning, it's because I picked up the pace a bit. Good morning. For the first mile. 125 beats instead of 120. Which doesn't sound like a big change, but I'm feeling it. So I cranked it back for the talking portion of this morning's festivities. And I realize that I'm spending 2 hours and 20 minutes a day walking. That can't be right. 40 and 40 is 80. 1 hour and 20 minutes, that's better. Another 20 minutes on meditation. And off to 20 crunches, 20 leg lifts, and 20 push-ups a day. 2 reps once in the morning. 2 sets. Once in the morning, once in the afternoon or evening. The crunches are still a challenge. I feel the push-ups more in my shoulders now than in my belly if I'm trying to hold a good solid plank. But it's coming together. I can get down and get up easier. I can do the things I need to do. I need to eat a few more calories a day. I've been coming in at around 1,000 a day, which is a bit low for me, for my height. I'm over on protein, under on carbs. Under on sodium. Sodium is a concern. I have a daily cap of 2,300 milligrams. Now, yesterday was as close as I got to it at 1,600. Since I've been keeping my food log. Yeah, logging all on the road is going to be difficult because I don't know things like how much sodium, what the weight is of the food I'm eating. So if I eat vegan, well, for the most part, it won't matter. I'm debating on whether or not to pack some Triscuits. And then hope I can get some string cheese when I'm over there. I have to get ready for my super shuttle. And at 9:40 I have to check in for my flight. I put the app on my phone so I'll be able to do it as soon as the alarm goes off. So yeah, I'm actually pleased I've been able to keep the glucose down. I'm pleased with the progress I'm making in terms of getting my weight down, getting the muscle tone built back up. Turning east here. Sun is bright this morning. It's quite cool. It's low 50s. I'm wearing a windbreaker and sweatshirt. Say it with me. Monk post. But that first mile at 125 was breathtaking. Altogether, it was about 15 minutes a mile, which is 4 miles an hour instead of 3.5. Need some stuff for breakfast. My peanut butter toast, and when I get up, is helpful. It's about 180 calories, I think. One serving of carbohydrates and 4 or 5 grams of protein. So it's a good starter. But I've been up since 5. I am ready for food now. Walking hunched over. My back is telling me, hey, you're walking hunched over. Beauteous day, Kabu Calais. Maybe a fried egg and sea sandwich this morning. The bread has got a little bit of sodium in it. Bread is 160 calories for the 2 slices. A couple of egg beaters folded over so it's square. Oh, geez. That's sounding real good right now. I have to check in with my group, my diabetes support group. Oh my god, for... I'm trying to figure out how to deal with logging. I'm taking my Chromebook. I'll have to spend some time today setting it up and making sure that I've got my Google Docs access correct. I should, since I have to log out of Google to get into the Chromebook. Yeah, I'm glad I got up when I did, because it's going to get hot. I don't really need the windbreaker right now. I'm sweating. Have to go out again and get Harry's cousin. I pruned back the beard. I took about an inch off the bottom. Took a little off. I'm debating on whether or not to take it back down to face level, but maybe when I get home. Speaking of home, here I am, at the back gate, the place where I say tomorrow's another day, but the reality is I'm probably not going to talk to you until a week from now, sometime around Tuesday. Take care of yourself, but when Tuesday comes, with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.